Characterization of microbial community viability is of great importance. Essentially, all sequence-based technologies do not differentiate living from dead microbes, whereas the functions and phenotypes of microbial communities are defined by the biochemically active, i.e., those viable microorganisms. As a result, our understanding of microbial community structures and their transmission between human and our surroundings remains incomplete. As a potential solution to this issue, the 16S RNA-based amplicon sequencing has been proposed as a method to quantify the viable fraction of the microbial community, but its reliability has not been evaluated systematically. Here, we present our work to benchmark the 16S RNA-seq for viability assessment in synthetic and realistic microbial communities. In synthetic microbial communities, we found that the 16S RNA-seq successfully reconstructed the mixtures of heat-killed E. coli and Streptococcus sanguinis. We further applied this technique to swabbings from nitro microbial communities, i.e. from computer screens, mice, soil, and saliva samples spiked with known concentrations of live or dead E. coli to evaluate its performance under variable biomass, chemical background, and diversity conditions. No significant compositional difference were explained by the 16S RNA assessment, suggesting that the 16S RNA-seq is not appropriate for viability assessment in complex communities. The results were slightly different in our validation using environmental samples of similar origins, i.e. from the Boston subway systems. The samples were differentiated both by environment type as well as by library type. Although the compositional dissimilarities between DNA and RNA samples remain low. Overall, these results show that the 16S RNA-seq has promise, but that the previous literature assuming that 16S RNA amplicons are directly quantitatively enriched for viable microbes is likely incorrect. Potentially due to the stability of these uniquely non-protein coding RNA molecules or its abundance being highly non-related with underlying microbial cell count, 16S RNA gene amplicons do not reflect microbial viability outside various simple synthetic communities. We are currently continuing this work to develop new RNA amplicon-seq markers based on protein-coding genes such as RPOB and CPN60, as well as to improve the viability assay with multi-omic integration, like combining with amplicon-seq, combine amplicon-seq with functional indicators such as metatranscriptomic and metaproteomic profiles. These can get rid of some of the current limitations, as well as providing a complementary definition of viability and directly observing activities such as virulence, antibiotic resistance that are not captured by amplicon sequencing.